It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about all things pets. We both have pets, dogs and cats, and we're pretty crazy about them. But sometimes some people get really crazy when it comes to spoiling their pets.
Oh, yes, they do. And I totally get that pets really do become members of the family. And for a lot of people, they do feel like furry little children. But it is possible to get a little extreme. Have you seen the new show called Spoiled Rotten Pets?
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, it's on the National Geographic Channel, and it profiles people who go to extreme measures to pamper their pets. One couple threw a wedding for their dogs so that the two dogs could be joined in holy matrimony. I'm not kidding. That's what they said. Another family threw a lavish bark mitzvah for their dog. And believe it or not, there is now a national group called the Pup Scouts, and the dog owners get together once a month and help their dogs earn badges for their little doggy uniforms, and they all recite a pledge. The people, not the dog.
Are you serious? They earn badges?
Oh, yes, they do. And they practice doggy yoga, which I've never seen before, but I bet it's pretty entertaining.
It gives a whole new meaning to the phrase downward facing dog. I think I'm going to get my dog a treat today because I'm definitely not signing her up for dog yoga or taking her to Pup Scout meetings. She's going to have to rough it inside her house. For more info on pet parenting, visit our website at nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.